I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hi, it's me, Mike. I run the Sonar Podcast Network, the very one you're listening to right now. I love podcasting and I love the Canadian podcast community. And if you're a podcaster, work in podcasting, or just someone who loves podcasts, you're going to want to listen up. I'm proud to announce that I've been working very hard behind the scenes on an incredible podcasting event in Toronto on June 6th, the Soundwave Summit 2024. And as a Sonar listener, you get 15% off on all tickets with the code SONAR15. An awesome group of podcast companies and creators have banded together to create a space for podcasters and fans to build community, share knowledge, and celebrate indie productions. There will be a ton of informative sessions all day, including talks from Canada Land, Vocal Fry, Black Canadian Creators, Lead Podcasting, and of course, from us, the Sonar Network. In the evening, there will be a showcase of live podcast recordings from Blacklantic, Squirrel Talk, and the Women of Ill Repute. And it's all emceed by the amazingly talented and Survivor-winningest host of Happy to See Me podcast, Erica Kostupinen. Join us for insightful workshops on podcasting, networking with industry pros, drinks, and overall amazing opportunities to meet and collaborate with like-minded podcast lovers. Come for the sessions in the day, the live podcast showcase at night, or better yet, come for the whole thing. Tickets are going fast, so get them now at thesoundwavesummit.com. And don't forget to use the code SONAR15 for 15% off all tickets. That's SONAR15. See you there.
Welcome to Break a Wish, the podcast where all your dreams come true, but with terrible, ironic consequences. I'm your host, Maddox Campbell. This episode is a best wishes debate. I will present my guests with two wishes connected by a theme, and they will debate which one you should take if presented with both. Previously, we had, would you rather visit aliens or have aliens visit Earth? Looks like everyone preferred to be guests rather than hosts. Final results, 62% visiting aliens on Twitter, 66% visiting aliens on Facebook. This week, we're doing a lot of doolittling. Would you rather be able to understand animals or have them understand you? I'm joined by Spencer Litzinger and Eli Bovard for this woof woof meow meow quack, if you know what I mean. Welcome to Break a Wish, the podcast where all your dreams come true, but with terrible, ironic consequences. I'm your host, Maddox Campbell. Joining me this time, we have Spencer Litzinger.
Whoop whoop!
And Eli Bovard.
Bovard.
I can't hear the difference. I wish I could. And what we're doing this week is we're doing one of our best wishes episodes where we have two wishes on a similar theme. And our two guests are going to debate which one would be better to take. We have two that are both about speaking with animals. One is they can understand, or you can understand them, or they can understand you. Spencer, which of these have you chosen?
I have chosen you can understand them because it's obviously the best one to choose. And this is a debate.
Okay. And so, Eli, then you must be?
Animals can understand me.
What a selfish choice to make. That is my first point of the debate.
And why do you make that point a little more clear? Why do you think it's selfish?
It is selfish, because we are living in a world where animals, for the most part, besides parrots and well-trained dogs, but they are trained by humans, so besides parrots, and you could even argue parrots are trained by humans, so anyways, we're living in a world where animals go on not being understood. They don't speak our language. We eat them. I am not vegan anymore, but I'm just saying. We live in a world where we don't understand animals. So the point is to choose that you yourself can understand them, that you could give them a voice, that you could know their likes and dislikes. That is the selfless thing to do.
So you feel like you want to be able to speak on the animal's behalf?
Yeah, or just know like what kind of movies they like and stuff. Like, like just, you know, do they like that sweater? Do they like wearing, like, do they, like, you know, poodles, do they like when their hair is dyed pink? Do they think it's fashionable? You know, those kind of subjects, really.
And what about you, Eli? Why would you say you prefer to be able to have them understand you?
Well, I think selfish is right. I'd be scared to hear all the pain animals go through constantly. And if they can understand me, maybe I could command them and you know, have an army of rats or sparrows.
You cannot just say rats casually. That is from a movie.
That's from a movie.
That was beautiful.
Suicide Squad 2.
So
yeah,
good.
Ratcatcher.
Have you seen it?
I have seen it.
Oh, it made me cry. It was
and
so sweet.
She had a very good power, and the rats always seemed to listen to her.
I know. And that last scene where the dad, it's like, she's like, why'd you choose rats? And I can't remember what he said, but I cried.
He said that they were the most lowly of creatures, and they were everywhere.
And you could also pet so many wild animals that usually just run off, because I could say, I'm not a threat. I just want to pet you, dear.
You could ride on its back like a lion.
I don't know if they'd let me, but I'm sure they'd let me pet them at the very least.
Right. No, you could be convincing when you say, like, I'm not a threat. They would understand. Yes. Oh, okay. He's being legit right now.
Mm-hmm. What is he being legit? He's trying to defeat me?
No, the animal is not being legit.
Because to an animal, when we go, don't worry, I'm not trying to hurt you, they just hear...
Yeah.
And they don't know what that means. That could be like, I'm going to hurt you.
I could pet a little chipmunk.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then again, as Eli himself said, it is selfish. To be afraid to hear one's pain is why the world isn't better. We need to not be afraid to hear people's pain, because the only way we can fix things is to validate and solely hear them out. Even when it's hard, even when it hurts, even when something is said that makes us uncomfortable, stay in the uncomfortable.
I take your point, but you hear their pain, you can't validate them because they don't understand you.
But the world in which I live in understands me, and I will make it my life's goal that they themselves can be understood. And perhaps it won't work, because there are many, many vegans out there with lots of YouTube channels, and it's not working. And perhaps no one would believe me. But because I could understand them, there would be a way to work around it that I could, you know, maybe do something cool.
I don't think you'll suddenly convince everyone that you're able to speak to animals worldwide mass scale. But, you know, there are people out there like, what's that guy? Is it Cesar Millan, the dog whisperer?
Oh.
He's like a dog trainer, but like.
Cesar Millan?
Yeah, I know that show.
Did I mix up the guy? Is that the right guy?
I don't know, actually. Sorry.
There's someone who's a dog whisperer who has a show.
I know Jackson Galaxy, the cat guy.
No, I was right. Yeah. Mexican-American dog trainer, Cesar Millan. So he's like known as like the dog whisperer, because like he can understand their like behaviors and their stuff, and it feels like he's listening to them or talking to them. And you could get yourself a job like that.
Yeah, you could work. What about like, okay, in the sea, like these animals that are, or sorry, mammals or fishies that aren't feeling well, or what do they need? Like you could find out, or like maybe you could solve some mysteries on reptiles and snakes or something, or, you know, maybe you'd go for a deep dive and you'd be able to hear these animals that no one's found. Sorry, animals, sea creatures that no one's found.
Sea creatures are still animals. Yeah. Animals.
So you know what I
Everything
mean?
Everything other than plants. You can't talk to plants, but you can talk to animals.
I'm just really trying to win.
Well, check this out.
Okay.
You know, like species that are endangered, close to extinction, like pandas, and they have such trouble mating in captivity and making more pandas.
What are you going to say?
They can understand me. I can say like, hey, guy, I can turn them on. I can, you know, talk dirty to them.
Eli, you could have just said that I could tell them this is what's going on. You guys need to reproduce.
Yeah, I could do that too.
You have to say it like
I
that.
Really like the idea of Eli sitting there with like erotic panda novels that he's, I guess, written and reading them to the pandas and thinking that'll get them going.
I mean,
it's guaranteed.
I guess there is, like, I've watched some videos on, like, trying to make pandas mate, and it's strange. Like, people have dressed up in costumes and, like, put these scents on them. So it is weird. So honestly, that's not that weird.
I just remember the thing about pandas that a lot of them,
it's really gross.
A lot of the baby pandas died in captivity because pandas can't poo.
Pandas can't poo.
And they had to learn that you have to, like, hit their poo hole to get the poo out so they can survive.
Yeah.
What?
And it's just like this. It's like, and you're just, like, slapping your bare hand against their poo hole.
I feel like it would be nice to actually talk to a panda and go, like, hey, why are you so hard to save?
Yeah.
Why are you making this so hard for us?
I believe that moms actually help lick it out.
Oh yeah, they use their tongue.
They use their tongue. So
there's a
video on YouTube. So then finally people were like, oh, they're dying so much because they're not with the mom, and the mom licks out their poo. So we'll just slam our hand down and it will come out. It works. But the noise the baby panda makes is horrifying. It is so like. Like, I showed it to people at work and they were like, why are you showing us this? And it's like, when I find out something strange, I have to tell everyone.
Okay, so it sounds like Spencer being able to hear animals would be able to find out why the pandas are having trouble, that they don't have a mom to lick their poo, and Eli could then yell at the pandas.
Exactly. That is a really good point, Maddox.
I'm being seductive.
Oh, or be seductive. Try to turn pandas on by talking dirty to them.
But this is a really good point Maddox just brought up. Eli, you're saying that I can't talk to them. But here's the thing. You can't hear them talk back. So you could be saying, yada, 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 talking their ear off. And they might be yawning. They might be tired. Oh, man, it's that Eli kid again. Reading or whatever he's doing. And they want you to leave them alone. But you won't know. But me, I know.
No, they'd be excited to see me.
That's not true. You wouldn't know. You wouldn't know unless they clap their little hands.
They might think it's cool to be able to hear what a human is saying for once.
They might,
like, that might be interesting.
But they might not, and I would know what they're thinking.
You would know whether they think it's cool.
Yeah. Yep.
I feel like the two career choices that come to mind for me. So, Spencer, you could be a pet detective because if a crime goes down and there's a pet around, you could ask the pet what they saw and help solve crime that way.
Personally, I'd rather be a pet fashionista and help them find their fashion sense. But
their fashion sense. Okay.
I guess, yeah, you could ask, like, poodles and other animals, like, are you feeling humiliated right
now? Yeah, like, I just want to find their likes and dislikes, personally.
I feel like with a lot of dogs, like the really purebred ones, they'd be like, I feel humiliated.
Yeah.
That they made me like this.
Yeah. Like, I just want to sniff some butts. That's not humiliating at all. It smells great.
That's fine.
Yeah.
And yeah, Eli, I feel like you could basically be a real world version of a Pokemon trainer, which isn't good. Because they could listen to you. They could follow your commands very well. Be easy to train an animal.
Right. Because animals are trained. That's true. I mean, I don't know so much about wild animals, but like,
I could be a real supervillain. I could take down planes with geese. Yeah. I could sink boats with blue whales.
But why would you want to?
I guess hold the world ransom.
Or you could just be like, you could be the dog trainer of the year. Like, people could drop off their dog and you could say $20,000, and within a few minutes the dog is trained. So you could be like so much money training like animals that are already able to be trained.
True. But I think you'd be a good trainer.
Okay.
I'm being a fashionista and you're being a trainer, not a villain.
I want to be a seductive supervillain.
So weird.
Stop
to
trying
say.
To seduce animals. Yeah. It doesn't
I'm not trying to,
the way you're
it's just I'm not, it's weird, Eli.
I'm not trying to seduce them
you know
for
how,
me.
You know how earlier I was talking about how I don't know if it's gonna come out, but I'd make a joke that I'm gonna kill you and that didn't go over well. Well, this joke isn't going over well either. So just face the facts.
I'm sure there's a hardcore group of a small hardcore group of people that are enjoying this.
Ew, that made it worse.
Sorry.
That made it worse. Like, you're talking about comedically, people think it's funny, but it sounded the opposite. Ugh.
I guess, so the thing is, what I know about training animals, and that admittedly, not much. But what I've understood is that, like, one of the things that makes it easier to domesticate an animal is that if they come from a social structure where they're used to there being a leader, so that the human can just pretend to be, like, the smartest, bestest horse or dog or whatever.
I am really not a leader, though. I have no leadership qualities at all.
Eli, you could win this. Your points were so good, and I was trying so hard, but now you're just, like, going down this weird... tra-la-la, like Eli Bogart. Like, that's what you're doing. You're like, you're going down
this.
I'm
just trying to be real, okay?
Reading a book to pandas, whatever. And now you're saying, like, I'm not a good leader. Like, this is a debate.
What I was trying to say was, I was thinking that you might be able to train untrainable animals because they could actually, like, most animals, they just sort of. They follow the leader because that's what they're used to doing, right? They pick the human to replace their normal leader. But you can actually speak to them in a language they understand. So you might be able to train animals that otherwise can't be trained because they're not used to listening to others and having a system. But, like, you can speak to them directly. So you might be able to train things we think of as untrainable.
The movie, like, industry will never be the same. You'd be the animal. Yeah. Remember that bear you told me about that almost won an Oscar?
Bart the Bear?
You could have gotten Bart the Bear that Oscar.
He could have gotten that Oscar.
Tell everyone about Bart the Bear. What you know.
I'd have to Google it. I don't remember.
Well, what was Bart the Bear in?
He's in a lot of movies, and I think one was so good that people were like, he should win Best Supporting Actor.
Yeah. Well, he was in a movie with comedian.
I think
legend.
Maybe White Fang.
What was the movie he was in that we saw him in?
No, including The Bear, for which he received widespread acclaim.
Eli, what was the movie we saw him in?
I don't know.
Who was the actors? The guy's famous. He's got gray hair, right?
What?
What movie did we see The Bear in?
I don't remember.
Oh my gosh. I think, okay, the one who sings Married with the Donkey Funky Duh.
Steve Martin's in it.
Was Steve Martin in the movie we saw The Bear with? Or is it Chris? It's a dad who's taking their kids on a camping trip.
Oh, that was The Great Outdoors with John Candy and Dan.
Oh, John Candy. Yeah, yeah, I know that one.
I knew you would remember the name. It just, I'm not good at remembering names. I didn't even remember the actors.
But back to the debate. I have a beautiful point to make.
Okay.
Please.
Human beings.
It better not be sexual. That's all I'm going to say.
Human beings are animals. Agreed?
No.
Yes.
You know, I don't agree with that, but it's technically right.
And oftentimes, socially... I feel misunderstood.
Uh-huh.
So this power, I would finally be accepted by my own species.
That's not necessarily true because humanity doesn't accept you and they're animals too. Again, you're assuming...
No, they understand me now. Because
you're assuming...
They understand me.
They might find you annoying, Eli, because being around someone who only talks at you and never listens is annoying.
I listen.
No, but you can't listen to them.
Oh, wait, I can't understand other humans anymore in this scenario.
Why?
Well, no, you can't. You can still understand humans the way you can now.
What is this?
Oh, I took it as if I can understand animals, but they can't understand
me.
What
I'm trying to say is it's like you think you found your tribe, your group that you're going to hang out with, but they might find you annoying. They really might find you annoying because you can't hear what they're saying back.
I am annoying.
Yeah, so that's how I'm crushing your beautiful... remark of, like, finally
I thought that was
going
to bring a tear to everyone. So,
no, it's not, because I'm a fighter and I want to win.
But I'm an underdog. What? I'm a scrappy.
What Eli has pointed out is something that I did not consider, which is basically this is kind of like, I had another wish on the list that was also for, like, being able to talk to humans in any language. Mm-hmm. And this kind of also, because humans are animals, this kind of does apply to humans. So any human you speak to could understand you, and
yeah,
for Spencer,
and
I guess any Spencer animal, even if they speak another language, you'd be able to understand them because humans are animals, I guess.
And all I like to do is connect with people. Like, that's my favorite thing.
Wow, we veered into the language topic as well.
Yes, but
by
that's
accident,
my favorite thing.
Yeah.
I love understanding people. And you know I do. You know when I shop at the grocery store, wherever I go, I want to understand anyone I'm around. I want to make them feel good in a way or have them be heard. So this will just help me that much more, even though it's a gift I already possess.
Do we want to call that against the spirit of this wish? Because we have a whole other one that's about languages. Do we want to say that for the sake of this wish, I know technically humans are animals. For the sake of this wish, when I said animals, I meant non-human animals.
No.
I disagree.
I've decided to disagree.
Yeah.
I've decided.
Then you got me, guys. You got me with this
we
one.
We got him.
We win. We won?
No, I think.
I mean,
Someone
you're
has
still, to. You're against each other. You both got me, so I lose. But
what do you
guys...
mean? What do you mean? We what? I don't get it. I thought someone
we
was
beat gonna... Maddox at his own game.
What are you
beat me at my
about?
Own game because you've technically turned this into the language.
Stop it.
Wish.
I'm so confused.
While also being the
no,
animal wish.
I thought we were competing against each other, not Maddox. I thought Maddox.
I thought
was
so
the
too.
Moderator.
But then,
Spencer, let's
then
try
here
to
we
take
go.
Over more topics too. Can you think of any ways we can get into these other tech success?
How do you use speaking with animals to also make it about
fame,
all the other
fortune,
wishes I've had on the show?
Success.
Yeah, you'll probably get
success.
Fame and fortune.
You can know about temperature. I don't know. Honestly, I'm really confused because Maddox, I thought you were going to pick one of us as the winner. Can you still?
I'm not going to pick you as one. I'm going to put it out to the audience to
what?
Decide who's the winner.
Aww.
I'm not going to pick it.
No one's going to pick me.
Can there be three options though? Spencer wins, I win, or Spencer
and
Eli win,
loses.
Maddox loses.
I'll add Maddox loses to this one because yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Please yeah. vote for that because I want us both to win. We are in a committed relationship. We are happy. It's been
our
four
relationship
years and a few months.
Is hanging on for dear life. We need for both of us to win.
Yeah, and it's the happiest we've ever been. We have a place together, so please don't. What?
Okay,
it's fun.
Well,
it's fun to live together.
For a moment.
Well. What?
For a moment, let's pretend. I'll put it on there. I'll let the audience make me lose.
Good.
But for the moment, assume you are still against each other
what?
In this
That's
debate.
That's what I've been asking. And then now I'm stressed.
I'm
going
to ask you to make your final arguments.
But who's going to decide? You, the audience decides?
It will be
Not
the audience
you?
That decides.
Oh, I'm going to have anxiety.
Why should, if someone, a genie offers them both wishes, why should someone pick your wish? Over the other person's, if they have both options.
I'm ready.
Spencer, why do you want to be able to hear what animals say and understand them?
Because the ultimate underdog is the dog. Thank you.
It's very pithy.
What? It's what?
Pith, short and sincere. It's a good word.
Pithy?
Pithy is the word I use.
Pithy? Yeah. Like, you pity me?
No, pithy.
Pithy.
Look it up in the dictionary later. It was a compliment.
I don't believe it's there. I'm not gullible.
Okay. Okay.
That's your
Eli.
Answer.
That's my beautiful Why? Answer. You get it. Do I have to explain what
no,
it means?
No, I got it. I got it. I said a compliment. I just...
You said pithy. Do you... You know, yeah. For someone who's never heard the word pithy, that doesn't sound like a compliment. Think about the word pithy. That's very pithy. If I've never heard the word pithy before, it just doesn't sound nice.
I can tell that you haven't taken this wish yet because you do not seem to understand me. Okay.
Oh!
I was trying to be nice.
Until that Eli. Part. Until that last thing you said.
Yeah. Really snappy.
Eli, why do you want animals to be able to understand you?
Why do I want animals to understand me? I don't want to tug on your heartstrings.
Ew, what do you have to say?
But I've lived this life feeling pretty misunderstood by my human animal compatriots, and I just want maybe the animal non-human animal kingdom will finally be a place for me to be understood, be me, be Eli Bovard.
Well, that was very sweet. Not at all pithy, but very sweet.
That's a nice word to hear after. All right. Don't say anything else. I'm done.
All right. So that's the two sides. Now we leave it up to you, audience. Which of these wishes would you take? And are there any other wishes you'd like to hear us break down?
And is Maddox the loser?
or do I just lose? Well, that's what we came up with, but we want to hear from you. Your wishes, your thoughts, whether you take this wish or not. You can find us on Twitter at BreakAWishPod, email breakawishpod@gmail.com, join the BreakAWish discussion group on Facebook, and you can support the show by writing a review, telling a friend, or buying a t-shirt on TeePublic. All this information at breakawish.ca. For more Spencer and Eli, they've got a new podcast called Spencer Wants to Know. Spencer struggled in school and still has some holes in her knowledge. On each episode, Eli will give her a test inspired by her old report cards. Spencer will study hard, and if she shows improvement, she'll get a prize. Join her on her educational journey at thesonarnetwork.com. This is a Kicks and Giggles Entertainment production hosted by Maddox Campbell, themed by Matthew Reed, cover art by Justin Langford, and a proud member of the Sonar Podcast Network. More podcasts at thesonarnetwork.com. So, what would you wish for?
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.
Sonar!
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list. Teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.